reviewing that vaccine and one developed by Moderna. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin planning more talks today on a coronavirus economic relief package.
Meantime, a bipartisan group of lawmakers is now proposing more than $900 billion in emergency relief, a total that includes money for state and local governments, enhanced unemployment insurance, and renewing small business loans.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. Once again, another good night to throw an extra log on the fire. It's going to be a cold one. Overnight low temperature by about dawn, maybe mid-20s with clear skies. Tomorrow, not quite as cold. Lots of sunshine. I think we'll be up to about 56 for a high temperature. Probably upper 50s on Thursday. Small chance of rain, I think, by Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Once again, happy birthday to
Joey.
We've got a very special gift today. Also, I think another birthday being celebrated. This is Madeline.
Yes.
Hi, it's Greg Goodell.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I want to shout out to my granddaughter, Lily. She's 16 today. I want to wish her a happy, blessed birthday, sweet 16.
That is awesome.
And I want to tell her I love her. And I'm proud of her.
Let me reiterate here from the highest, most esteemed upper level management to us talk show riffraff, we share in the celebration.
Well, thank you.
And don't.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Don't ever let her date anybody in radio, especially Joey, okay? Just kidding. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for the call and happy birthday.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Take a seat for a second here, young man.
Yeah.
I don't even know how old you are.
32.
God.
I know.
So
yeah.
You were just a pup when you first walked in that door.
Been here a decade, essentially.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. In all seriousness, there's an industry website called allaccess.com. And, they send out emails with radio industry news and stuff. And today we were talking about the company formerly known as Clear Channel. No Heart Radio. And they're doing, they started at the beginning of the pandemic. They used the pandemic as an excuse to furlough and lay people off and not pay them. And now they're doing what they're calling an RIF, reduction in force. I opened this email and I scanned to see the names and stations that were on this list. Hundreds and hundreds of people whose radio dream ended.
Right.
And at this time of the year, too. It just broke my heart and made me sick to see that kind of stuff going on.
It's brutal.
So we are indeed very blessed to be here at the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company.
We are. It's good to be small and nimble, and we can fight the good fight without having all that overhead that comes with, what do they call themselves, No Heart?
Well, there's certainly no overpaid personalities here. Maybe one or two. What do you got planned for your special day?
Well, I'm going to go home and slap my bass.
Yeah, I mean, Spotlow clued me in on what the plan was, and I opted in.
I heard there was an ongoing bet whether or not I would be surprised. I was genuinely surprised. I love it. Because I was going to buy a bass myself in the next few months.
Seth says, where can we hide it? I said, put it in the Jaquarium over here.
Yeah, never nobody even noticed the amp in there.
Nobody ever looks in that room.
No, it's it might as well be, you know, limbo bimbo.
Well, have a good one, and congratulations on your gift, your birthday, and your fine career.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Because I had everything to do with it.
Thanks, Rosie.
I might have helped a little. And now our lawyers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Otherwise known as the show that follows Dan Morris. Happy hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's Greg David Blackman joining us. Some interesting news today. Rosie is here, too.
And here they are.
Come on, Jeff, dig deep. The music was a little hot. It sounded like he said, please crap. Well, I'm getting conflicting stories here because David Blackman just put out a blog earlier today, and I saw it. It's the top story on HuffPo and every other left-wing rag that William Barr says he sees no evidence of voter fraud. Hey, could you find your ass with both hands? There's only thousands of affidavits at the risk of perjury from people who said stuff was going on. You think you might want to look into one or two of those at least, just to be sure? I posted that story on Facebook. I thought I had. Where is it? What the heck? Why is it? I put it on Facebook. This guy is a waste of space. Apparently, either Facebook took it down or I hallucinated. I'm not sure. Could be either.
Maybe both.
Well, so David Blackman's blog says, boom, Barr converts Durham to special counsel in Russia probe.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
He's going to investigate the investigator.
Like Andrew Klavan
says. Exactly.
I don't see how this means a damn thing. I mean, they're still having hearings, and you got state legislators looking at this. I'm just not seeing anything. Supposedly, at least this is what that dick that's on the Fox Morning News, I'm Chris Foster, said all states that were in doubt have certified their results for Joe Biden. So we're supposed to believe that a president who got 11 million more votes than he did when he won the first time, nobody's ever done that, by the way, who also helped flip a whole bunch of toss-up seats to the Republican Party. Somehow, though, a dementia-riddled, corrupt, 47-year D.C. hack so excited the electorate that he got 5-10 million more votes. I don't even know what the numbers are anymore. But somehow the Democrats still lost a bunch of seats. How does that happen? There are so many stories out there from a statistical standpoint that even that throws a spotlight on the improbability that Joe Biden got the vote total he did. There were too many middle-of-the-night upsets. He went to bed. Trump was way up in Pennsylvania, up in Michigan, up everywhere, in almost all of these states, and ended up losing every single one of them. Mail-in ballot harvesting. I said this months ago. The whole mail-in ballot thing should have been protested from the start because the Postal Workers Union endorsed Joe.
Right.
How does that happen? That the people handling the delivery of votes have a vested interest in one particular candidate should have been disqualifying from the get-go. But nobody filed a suit on that. Now, look, that's not a slam on all postal workers, but they are unionized. I'm not a fan of government unions. So when they decide, I think we Joe Biden would be better for us. I'm sorry, the optics on that at the very minimum are just not good. And we are almost exactly a month since the election took place. And here we are, still chewing it over, still having hearings. So let me share a couple of the tweets that are included in David Blackman's blog, because we'll be speaking with him in the not-too-distant future. Bill Barr just solved the lame duck problem that I addressed earlier for Durham. He has converted him into a special counsel that does not some like, as reported by the media, an investigation that found nothing. Really? What has Durham... I mean, we were all excited. Remember when Durham was first appointed? This the guy. We saw that picture of him with his stern face and the beard, and he was striking fear into the hearts of the corrupt. Jonathan Turley, given the calls by Democrats to end such investigations, the move will put Biden in the same position as Trump if he seeks to limit or scuttle the investigation. It would also make a Yates nomination even more awkward. Nominating her, again, they're putting the same... This is like... Years ago, you bought a new refrigerator, and it broke down, and now... they're sending a new one, but it's the same one you had before, except it's fixed, right? With a special counsel, Yates would enter office in a position analogous to Jeff Sessions. Like Sessions, Yates would be expected to recuse herself. Yeah, she'd be expected to. Does that mean she will? No, because the rules are different for them. Thus, says David, as has been the case throughout his term as Attorney General, Barr presents those who support President Trump today with a mixed bag of disappointment about his department's failure to act on major scandals in real time and hope that the future could still produce some satisfactory results. He is the... Again, I apologize to Jeff Sessions. William Barr, look what he's going to do. Stuff we've talked about from day one. But we obviously have two standards of justice in America. One for the Clinton crime family and all the rest of the Democratic fraudsters, and another for Donald Trump, who did nothing wrong but was treated like a street hoodlum by the government. So that's why I play the owners today. We usually play it Thursday when Terry Adams is here, but we need to keep listening to it because it gets truer with every passing day. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. I'm not in it. Rosie's not in it. And neither is Donald Trump. This was their worst nightmare come to life, that an actual outsider who did not go through the ranks of Congress to the Senate to running for the White House. He just came in, barged in, and turned their game table upside down. And we have so many entrenched people in this system of government that the president's almost like, he doesn't seem to have as much power as some of these bureaucrats do, who are making policy decisions and stuff. Oh, we don't like Trump. He should have fired everybody and started from the ground up back in year one. Do you think the media would have treated him any differently if he did that? If it was to avoid media criticism, it wouldn't have changed a damn thing. The media has been abusive, horrible, unfair, you name it.
You know, I love the language that they use when the media talks about the people that he does appoint. They call them Trump loyalists, as if that's a bad thing. When you know, when President Obama came in, he got rid of everybody and put in people that he wanted.
A lot of them are still in.
Yes, and that's the problem.
But he was the anointed one. He was Saint Obama, who could do no wrong.
Oh, how are these jobs going to come back?
They did. A year ago, unemployment was close to 3.5.
Yeah.
And somehow, miraculously, in spite of the pandemic and Democratic governors doing everything to abuse their citizens, the unemployment, which peaked at 14 or 15%, is now down below 8. the market not only recouped its losses, but it is setting new records every day. And I don't know how or why people in L.A. aren't marching down the streets with burning torches demanding Gil Garcetti's butt. They're going to cut water and power to homes that host large parties or gatherings.
That cannot be constitutional.
No, it's not. It's 1930s Germany is what it is. All of this. You think Joe Biden's going to make a single decision? They wheel this whole fart. Look, I almost want to write a magazine column about him. Because he rode into, 32 years ago when he was running in 88, I think. And the whole plagiarism scandal broke. And it cost him a chance at the nomination in that election year. He wasn't going to win anyway because Bush had the Reagan momentum, even though he was hardly Ronald Reagan. He's a thief. People that plagiarize, they're thieves. I look at them as the same as, everyday crooks. Some steal money, some steal ideas. And that should have finished him politically, because it's theft. Whether it's a chargeable crime or not, it's still theft. When you repeat not just a few words, but somebody else's, paragraphs of somebody else's stuff and claim it as your own. That speaks more to the character of this guy than his drug-addicted son and some of the other bizarre things. Can you imagine in the Trump family if Junior, and I'm just speaking hypothetically here, understand, to compare it to the Biden situation. I felt for Joe when Bo passed away. You're still a dad, even if you're an idiot. And that's got to be horrible. But then your other son starts sleeping with the wife of your late son while he's got himself is married and has all this other stuff going on, and then ends up impregnating a stripper or some adult entertainer in D.C. Can you imagine the theater that the media would be putting on with a set of circumstances like that? They don't care. Oh, it's nothing. That's a private family matter. Right. They're the worst. Politicians you expect to be pocket liners and disingenuous because they all make the same speeches and they all make the same promises and they deliver on nothing.
Except for President Trump.
Well, who said he was a politician?
He's not.
It's a big club, and he ain't in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why some people are saying, pardon yourself on the way out, so they can't start 4 years of more investigations into nothing. Did the best damn job any president's ever done for this country. And they will never let him enter the history books. That was the racist election back in 2006. Stop with that, would you? For God's sake, just stop.
Have you ever thought about this, though, Greg? The longer that this goes on, and I'm not saying forever, but I'm just saying, what happens is when you shake something, things that are in there that you don't realize are in there start coming out. You follow what I'm saying? So all this shaking that's going on, people's true character is being revealed, whether it's one party or the other. The left, the right has plenty of its own trash to go around, and people that are not doing right and have been selling out.
I think you have to separate your trash.
But still.
Republican trash is of a different variety than Democrats. Republican trash is their absolute lack of courage, conviction, and commitment to conservative principles. That's what the party's supposed to be about. And yet, from the Senate to the House to... They're ready to impeach the governor of Ohio, who is a Republican, for this latest lockdown stuff. I mean, even the state senators are finally saying enough. But how much suffering do we have to endure? So, yeah, there's a lot of trash on both sides, but what makes ours more despicable is once it became obvious that Joe Biden, quote, won the election, they started with the calls to concede for healing. Stick your healing up your ass. That's what I say. There's not going to be any healing. There's 75 million very pissed off Americans. And you may get them in the White House and so on. But if they think that we're all just going to sit back and accept this crap, they got another thing coming. We got to take a break. Oh, God, it's way late. 3:26. I'm just looking at the latest postings at Fitzpatrick Greenhouse. It's an amazing place. I had no idea that kale could be so beautiful. Look at that.
Yeah. Winter kale.
Yeah, winter kale. And it's beautiful colors. Yeah. Green and purple. And the kind of plants that you could show up at some... You know, this is the place to go and pick up plants that you can... take to your neighbors. If you have a group you like to give something to at Christmas time, you can do it. Because who wouldn't want these? They're gorgeous. Pansies, snapdragons, 6-inch pansies and snapdragons. They've got to make a correction here. I can't quote a price because maybe it's up here somewhere. Point is, let's see. Pansy flats, $12.99. No, they were 14, now 7.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll give you the number. You can call out there ahead of time if you want to find about these, the arborvitae trees, which are magnificent. They're open 8 to 4:30 at Fitzpatrick Greenhouse. It's a nice drive out east along the countryside. Just past mile marker 22 on your left, but my... recommendation is that you look them up on Facebook and look at the 3D photos that are posted, or call ahead at 399-4153, 399-4153 if you want more information on any of what we've just discussed at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. It is 3:28. We're hoping that David Blackman will be joining us in just a bit. Let's hit our traffic dungeon for the first time this afternoon.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Taking a look around the city right now. We are very busy on East South Boulevard and East Boulevard. Troy Highway, a lot of traffic outbound, as well as Taylor Road. Heavy congestion from Vaughan all the way to Atlanta Highway. East South Boulevard, very busy. Other than that, light to moderate everywhere else at this hour. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery, and we have no accidents in to pass along. Over 55 pre-owned Camrys have arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. Anything you want to trade, pocket knives to yo-yos, it's worth a minimum of $2,000. Seriously, Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, where you can shop online anytime at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-506-3355. 800-506-3355. 800-506-3355.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Just in time for holiday baking, stuffing, cookies, and cleaning, The Home Depot has up to 40% off top-rated appliances, plus up to $700 in instant savings. The best prices of the year, already here. Add to that free and flexible delivery, and the holidays get even sweeter. Holiday appliance shopping, improved. Up to 40% off appliances now at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Continental U.S. only, while supplies last. Valid through December 2nd, free delivery on orders $396 or more.
Bria's Fashion Boutique is the worst. First, they asked me if I needed help finding anything. Just because I'm gorgeous doesn't mean I need help.
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
Then they tell me they're having a sale. Oh, so you're assuming I'm poor. Cool.
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Also, they tried to give me the friends and family discount. I'm not your friend, so...
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. Once again, another good night to throw an extra log on the fire. It's going to be a cold one. Overnight low temperature by about dawn, maybe mid-20s with clear skies. Tomorrow, not quite as cold. Lots of sunshine. I think we'll be up to about 56 for a high temperature. Probably upper 50s on Thursday. Small chance of rain, I think, by Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Season's greetings from Brubaker Motors, wishing you safe travels this holiday season. Buckle up from Brubaker. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, just in time for the 2020 holiday season, a remix of all your favorite classics.
I'll be
in quarantine
for Christmas.
We've remixed and updated every song.
You can
stay away from
me.
Tunes that capture the essence of the year.
You better watch out.
Nobody
is coming to town.
It's beginning to look a lot like
COVID-19
everywhere you go.
A 2020
Christmas time.
Download yours now from Bah Humbug Records.
Yeah, watch those gatherings in L.A. because they'll cut off your water and electricity if somebody turns you in. God. They ought to start speaking German now in L.A. Why not get it over with, bastards? It's 3:35. The cool people on this show are brought to you by Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Although most today would agree that it's the heat that we need.
Right.
But they're there for you, 277-2125, clarkcomfort.com. And David Blackman joining us from somewhere in Texas, the man with the 10-gallon brain. How are you, sir?
I am just peachy keen.
Well, you're peachier and keener than I am today. I don't even know what to think anymore. It just gets... I opened your latest mailing, the blog about the appointment of Durham, but 100%fedup.com just posted a story that says, Attorney General Bill Barr has arrived at the White House after claiming no evidence of voter fraud that would change the outcome of the 2020 election. Could William Barr find his ass with both hands, as big as it is? I'm just wondering.
Well, he has to be driven to the White House by a chauffeur, so I doubt he could find the White House without help. It's just bizarre, man. I don't know how you can... see everything that's been in the public, just what's in the public domain over the last 3 weeks, and conclude that you haven't seen any evidence of widespread election fraud. It's mind-boggling. It's truly mind-boggling.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, he couldn't even bring charges against people that we know lied to the FISA courts and all the other crap that went on during that whole coup. Which is what it was.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
He has done nothing to the 75 million of us that voted for Donald Trump that just want fair play, justice. You know, our demands are not that outrageous.
No, it just should be the what the Justice Department should be doing every day, right? I mean, you would hope.
Yep.
I'll tell you a little story. You know, when Lyndon Johnson stole the Senate race down here in Texas in 1948, I don't know if you've ever heard the story.
I think you told us about that a long time ago, yeah. And I certainly believe it, because he was as corrupt as the day is long.
Right. And so that the recount after that election, it was 1948, Coke Stevenson. It was a Democratic primary. Coke Stevenson, the sitting governor, was his opponent. And the recount had been going on for 10 days. It was the Friday, 10 days after the Tuesday the election was held. The FBI was so all over investigating that little Senate race in, at the time, Little Podunk, Texas, that George Parr, the county judge who ended up stealing the votes necessary to get Johnson over the hump, almost wasn't able to do it because he had to sneak around behind the backs of all the FBI agents that were down there in Duval County, population about 800 at the time, policing the situation. Well, now we've got FBI with 100 times the resources it had then. And you can't get them to lift a finger to do anything.
Nothing.
To investigate any of this. We had a report on Sunday or Saturday from one of the people involved in producing evidence that the FBI had reached out to them and actually asked them for some evidence. The first time we've heard anything about the FBI being willing to even look into any of this stuff, okay? You have the most massive election fraud scandal in the history of the Republic, and the Department of Justice and FBI are nowhere to be found. It's scandalous. It's scandalously awful.
And you have people... hundreds of affidavits from whistleblowers and others who reported things that they knew were wrong. All of that's been ignored, so no evidence. That's
right.
just stunning to me. And I wonder.
Well, it is. It's amazing. But anyway,
I'm wondering what the conversation at the White House is going to be between Donald Trump and William Barr today.
Well, he might be getting fired. After saying what he said today, it's obviously he's not doing his job, so he could be getting fired today. Who knows?
Wouldn't it be awesome if he did fire him and put Rick Grenell in there?
It would have been awesome if he'd have done that in August, actually.
Yeah.
We'd be in a lot better position than we are right now.
You know, Barr has been such a disappointment. Well, they got some little attorney at the very end of the coup d'etat. That was their big,
Right. An assistant attorney in the FBI counsel's office.
Right.
Pled guilty to basically perjury. So that's a big deal there.
Yeah. I actually apologized to Jeff Sessions because, in my opinion, he was actually a better attorney general than Barr. Because at least he did some things on immigration and stuff, you know.
He did. Yep. And, you know, he doesn't get any credit for any of that. Barr has done some good things on human trafficking and some other, you know, ancillary issues, the human trafficking being the biggest one. But, you know, most of that work, we talk about Barr getting credit for that, most of that work in the human trafficking area has actually been done by the U.S. Marshals Service and not the Federal Bureau of Investigation or the Department of Justice.
Florida Representative Matt Gaetz, who I think may see himself as a presidential candidate down the road.
Yeah, he should.
I think the Department of Justice has egg on their face for having not discovered a lot of this fraud as it was occurring.
Sure.
People,
and there's no reason why they shouldn't have been able to do that.
None.
You know, think of how many resources, think of how many hundreds of agents the Federal Bureau of Investigation has in the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's the fourth largest city in the United States. You think they don't have 1,000 or more FBI agents in that city? Why weren't they policing? We knew this was coming.
Yep.
6 months ago. We knew all this was going to happen. Why weren't they policing the situation in real time? What are they doing?
Or when complaints were raised, hey, we're supposed to be observing the counting of ballots. They're not letting us anywhere near the counting area. Meanwhile, yeah. Whistleblowers or eyewitnesses are coming out with stories like truckloads of ballots were being backed into Detroit at 4 a.m. Yeah. Miraculously. Most of them for Joe.
Let's remember, the FBI is an agency that was able to spare 36 officers, 36 agents, and tanks to go arrest 70-year-old Roger Stone at his home in Georgetown at 5 o'clock in the morning and invite CNN to be there to film the whole thing. Okay? That's what the FBI is capable of doing when it's interested in doing something.
Thank you.
No one should sit around and pretend that they don't have the assets and the resources to have been on top of all of this election fraud in real time. And they were nowhere to be found because their director and the attorney general have no interest in being there.
Zero. They're pathetic. They're horrible. David, can I ask you to hold for about 2 minutes?
Yes, and I'll try to calm down.
No. Look. If you were here, I'd share my Librium with you, but...
I need some.
Hang on, we'll be right back with David Blackman, DVDailyUpdate.com. Please check it out. One thing I know for sure, the market certainly looks very green today. I don't know where mortgage interest rates are, but I know that they have been at not only unexpected, but unprecedented lows. So if you're renting, you're really throwing money out the window and missing out on a chance to live in a bigger and better place, enjoy that first mortgage tax deduction, and be your own landlord. And the guy, if you've never checked out a mortgage before, whether it's your first time or your 50th time, Morris Capuano is the best in the business. He has put thousands of people, handed them the keys to their home after getting them the mortgage at the lowest available rate. He, in partnership with Renaissance Bank, has access to all kinds of programs, one of which you may qualify for that may make the mortgage process either easier or less expensive. But he can't do it by osmosis. So the ultimate thing, if you're ready to own your own place, is to call him and get a pre-approval going. And if there's a bump or two in the road, if that's what you're concerned with, he has navigated those magnificently for people over the years. 409-9300 is his number, 409-9300. That's Morris Capuano, Renaissance Bank, and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 88697.
Mutual Insurance Company presents... ...and Doug.
Fasten your seatbelts, folks. We'll be prepared for takeoff.
Limu, how cool is this? Your first time flying. Oh, I didn't mean... Listen, Limu, you might not be able to fly, but you do something even cooler. You tell strangers that Liberty Mutual customizes their car insurance so they only pay for what they need.
Sir, do you have a certificate for your service bird?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
minutes and COVID. We absentee voted and stayed home in fear. It's the last month of this horrible year.
Adding those festive holiday touches on Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Ready for part two of our conversation with David Blackman, author of DBDailyUpdate.com, a blog that you should be reading religiously, daily.
Just refresh it every 5 minutes. There'll be something new.
You know, it's amazing. That sometimes happens.
Sometimes,
so,
yeah.
You know, I'll
just
see.
Just kidding,
it.
Folks.
Yeah, no, not every 5 minutes, but with great frequency. Let's go back to some of the blogs, like today, talking about your take on the shenanigans in Arizona, showing why Trump is fighting a long shot. I mean, a real long shot battle. Talk about that one first.
I got accused by one reader, commenter, of being an atheist for writing that today. Every time I delve back into the real world and try to, you know, not mislead people, I get attacked pretty good. It's a tough deal, as I've been saying ever since day one, that his only real recourse is the courts. The legislatures are full of politicians. Most politicians are cowards, and they're not going to do what they would have to do here.
Right.
In order, you know, even though you have Republican majorities in all of these legislatures, most Republican politicians are just cowards, and they're not, you know, they're not going to be willing to take the political risk to exert their clear constitutional authority to invalidate these elections in these states, where we know, basically, from what's on the public record today, that there was massive voter fraud. And it's undeniable at this point. So the courts are the only recourse, and really the Supreme Court is going to be the only real recourse, because all these cases will get appealed to the ultimate authority. And so you're going to be asking 5 of 9 Supreme Court justices, and we know Roberts, you can't rely on him.
Not at all. So
you got to get 5 out of 5 of the real conservatives on the court who are going to be willing. Think of what is going to happen to them from the cancel culture if they make a decision that invalidates these elections. It says either, you know, the legislatures have to determine who wins, or throw it into the House of Representatives, or order the elections to be held over. That's your three choices. The personal risk that they would be taking, and their families. I mean, let's be honest here. These leftist activists are vicious people. You're talking Antifa, BLM, and all the people who've been burning all the cities all over America. You know, you just have to think of it from a human nature standpoint. It's the chances of convincing all 5 of the, even though they're good people who do the right thing most of the time, convincing them all to be willing to take that personal risk and not just fight some obscure decision back in 1842 as an excuse not to do the right thing. Man, that's a big lift. It's a long shot. It's always been a long shot.
I absolutely share your conviction that what it comes down to for them, like you mentioned Ducey, the governor of Arizona, they know what the left will do if they intervene or reverse a decision or make, do the right thing, just do the right thing in these situations. They know that they're not only putting their life at risk, but their family as well. So the question, David, is this the way we're going to live in this country from now on? We've got this organized and highly paid mob that sits there and just waits for its cue to attack the next victim.
How does it change? I mean, the only way it could ever possibly change would be to suddenly have a news media establishment that suddenly decides to do its job and report honestly on both sides, right? And not stand out in front of burning buildings as Minneapolis is being burned to a crisp and lie to the American people and say these are peaceful protests.
Yeah.
Which MSNBC and CNN did repeatedly over the summer, okay?
I remember
that. That's not an outrageous thing to say. It's what they do.
I remember the Chyron on CNN. That's the stuff they put at the bottom of the screen saying, mostly peaceful protest with a reporter standing in front of an inferno.
Yeah.
Right. It's just, mostly it's insane. But, you know, we're not going to have that. And so there's nothing that holds the people on the left accountable.
Nothing.
The whole country relies on having a news media that's willing to be the voice of the people and the watchdog of the people on both sides, not just with the Republicans. You know, they do it with the Republicans. They do their jobs. They probably do them too well with the Republicans. They don't do their jobs at all with the Democrats or any of these left-wing activists. It's why we have the religion of climate change being an absolute religion globally now.
It is.
It's a matter of religious faith. The Green New Deal is a matter of religious dogma. And BLM became, you know, a group that literally loots people's property, takes over people's property, burns it to the ground, loots the stores next door, became this national cause, a real national cause. We have TV shows airing right now, network television. The plots are about the need to support BLM on sitcoms and dramas on the major networks, you know? Just like we've had it for 25 years with global warming. And it's because you have a media that is not journalism anymore. It's activism. And so the only way our society can possibly get out of this mess would be to have a sudden shift in the media culture. Because otherwise there's nobody to hold the left accountable. And people who aren't ever going to be held accountable are always going to become steadily worse and more extreme in their behavior. That's human nature as well. So
two things. To your point on the climate ideology, there was a story this week that a sizable percentage of millennials, Gen X, they don't want to have kids because they're so terrified of a climate catastrophe. I'm thinking, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, we have a whole generation now of Americans who are basically abused as children by the education system and the news media and popular culture. And so now they don't want to have children because they falsely believe that 25 years from now, the world's going to be burning up because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tells them that every night. You know, and it's child abuse. It started when they were children. They were abused as children, and now they are dysfunctional adults. We should be surprised by this? No. We shouldn't be surprised by this at all.
No.
You know, it's a natural progression in their lives.
It's a battle between ideology and common sense. One last question, David. Have you observed speaking of catastrophes, the losses at Fox News in the ratings?
Oh, yeah. They're just dying over there, and they seem to be happy about it.
Hey, look at this. We lost another million viewers in prime time.
It's like, you know, what watching Fox over the last couple of months has been just like watching the newspaper industry in the late 1990s try to deal with the Internet, the threat of the Internet, right? What did the newspaper industry do? They cut content. They laid off all their staff. They stopped doing investigative journalism at all. The Dallas Morning News went from 100 pages a day to 25 pages a day with no content worth reading, and they wondered why they were losing their audience, right? Well, that's what Fox News is doing. The more they get criticized by those on the conservative right for going liberal, the more liberal they've got.
By the way, the largest loss sustained by our mutual friend Sean Hannity.
Yep.
TikTok.
Captain TikTok, yeah.
I popped over to him this afternoon on the way into the radio station. The first phrase I heard was bought and paid for.
My God.
Come on, man. Get an act.
Did he say besmirch in the first 5 minutes? Because if he didn't, it wasn't a normal day for him.
Give me those 3 hours. I'll show you how to get the country into it.
You'll have them all dithered up.
You and me, there David. We'll take that those 3 hours. You and I, man, we'll kick some ass and take some names.
Damn right. Let's do it.
We so appreciate your time. We never get to discuss everything there is, but I so appreciate you, my friend. And if you're available Saturday, we'd love to know that we
can talk. I will do it, man. I haven't forgotten. This is three times in a row now. You know, I'm on a roll.
Well,
I'll be with you for Saturday.
We're at the same age, man, because I always congratulate myself when I remember to do things three times in a row, too. So don't feel bad. You take care of yourself, my friend.
All right. Thanks. You too. Y'all have a good week.
All right.
Thanks, David.
DBDailyUpdate.com. All right. It is 3:56. I think it's time to visit Jack Ingram because it's time to love what you drive. And if you're not, you need to get with the program. Let's take a look at Volvo. Certified pre-owns at Volvo. Like, for example, a 2020 V60 Cross Country T5 with only 13,000 miles on it, so it's got plenty of original warranty miles left, is available at $39,991. There's a 2017, this is incredible, 2017 Volvo S60 Inscription T5. 2017, this car is 3 years old. It's got 10,000 miles on it. So it's still got plenty of original warranty miles, and has obviously been quite the pampered machine. And many other choices. At Jack Ingram, they have all kinds of special interest rate programs going on loans. Contact them to find out what they can do for you. It's December. Why not be one of those families that's enjoying a really amazing car in a family way by visiting Jack Ingram, Audi.Volvo.com. They also do have an Audi store, of course, and see what they can do for you. But man, 10,000 miles on a 2017 and the price they're asking for that, just a little over 20, that's a deal. So jump on it, get over there, or take advantage of their concierge service. They'll bring a car to your home or business, freshly sanitized, and all the paperwork can be done by email, final documents delivered to your door. They treat you right at Jack Ingram, Volvo.com. 3:57.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had the report of a car fire corner of Taylor and Vaughn a little while ago. We're hoping that they've got that situation under control now. Just in case, use caution at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Elsewhere around the city, we're light to mostly moderate traffic. Our two busiest spots, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway to Vaughn, and on the East South Boulevard from Troy Highway down to Norman Bridge. A lot of outbound traffic on Norman Bridge and Highway 331 out of the city. And we're very busy on East Boulevard from Vaughn Road up to I-85. I-65 and 85, no problems through downtown, just heavy traffic. The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhardt Toyota. You can get a new Camry, 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit. The selection is great. Check them out online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors with a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Shop online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Thanksgiving has come and gone. We're approaching Christmas and time is running out to get those packages out of there.
You're right, Bubba. People are sending in their Christmas gifts, Christmas orders. You need to get them in so we can get them out the door with FedEx and send them on out, because I can tell you what, there's going to be a lot of shipping going on this year. People are shipping gifts all over.